Welcome to Poetically Yours. I'm Yvonne Booz. Poetically Yours showcases poems by Northern Illinois poets. This week's poet is Aubrey Barnes. His poem is called Porcelain Plate Blackness.
And the doors of cupboards slowly opened with insidious creak. As light cracked past hinges, a soft gold glow still harsh on eyes. Blinded to rough fingers, once again breaching body for its strength to do dirty work that they can't do. Reaching up to pull us down one by one from shelf-like slave quarters, the hand of the host, whose voice is soft-spoken as a rose with thorns, looked at me with a curious condemnation and asked, "How strong are you?" Silence sits between us, not due to our inability to speak, but by his inability to listen, as we are walked like a twisted waltz to a room for which we will be dined, trusted to carry what is dished out, assembly circled round dinner table, while knife and fork on each side make sure we stay in place. As dinner guests speak of the past, our past, as if they lived in our porcelain plate blackness, whose bodies tell stories like their stained glass windows, ours, written as cave paintings in gold, a soft, shining one that rests our spirits, that predate doctrines discussed at table, our arrival to their manifest destiny, freedom fighters to their fighters of freedom, their July to our June that is spit out by history books, blamed for their breath lingering of blasphemy. Our godliness be dismissed as theory, utensil scratching into surface as food for thought is torn to bones, scraps, white sheets, napkins notifying hosts that they have had their way with us. Discarded the dishpan, as we are sailed to sink in which we will sit for weeks till our service is once again beckoned. We used to be washed by hands. Nowadays, our stench carried from neglect may be aberrant as we liken to lepers, exiled to dishwashers, cleaned, consecrated for council of congregants to whom they tell us to be worthy to be under audience of. Smile, dance, be approachable, and just remember the fork and knife held to your backs. And once again, after our stories get scorned, flesh of meat been torn, bellies get filled, and history repeats. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, in effort to scrub guilt from palms, same way they try to wipe our history from recipe books. The ones my mom kept in her cupboard, hidden within walls, only read by eyes who didn't have to squint to understand languages. Colloquialisms of Zora, whose eyes watch God, create the world through veins of aunties and uncles who planted next steps on 7 day. Parables from panthers, blacked out from table talks, painted as terrorists, illustrated our power in the people who pushed to back of the shelves at the end of night. Behind creaking door, whose soft loudness can never quiet our stories that echo earth. Answering those who question our strength, for this is for the ears to hear. How strong are we? We be strong as we be delicate.
For Poetically Yours, I'm Yvonne Booz.